You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 474, covering week 29, July 13th to 19th, 2026. The Document Foundation announced the start of beta testing for LibreOffice 26.8. Packages have been prepared for various Linux, Windows, and macOS distributions. The release is scheduled for August 18th to 20th. Among the changes, different background colors for the top panel can now be set in different modules. Category labels are now available in the tabbed toolbar mode. The ability to switch between tabs in the panel using the touchpad or mouse wheel is now available. The ability to change the color theme without restarting the application has been provided. The list of styles in the toolbar, sidebar, and formatting drop-down block has been unified and does not lose the default styles after adding your own. Built-in support for OpenType variable fonts, in which the weight, width, and other stylistic characteristics of a glyph can be varied arbitrarily, has been implemented. Incident Relay 1.1 has been released, an open source system for on-call management, alert routing, and incident response, running on a self-hosted server. Incident Relay 1.1 is marked as the first stable release. The project is targeted at SREs, DevOps, and infrastructure teams seeking a locally deployed alternative to SaaS services for on-call management, escalation policies, and incident response. The project code is written in Python and distributed under the MIT license. The project's main advantage is complete control over the infrastructure and routing logic. Incident Relay is deployed in its own environment, works with its own database, and allows for explicit separation of incoming routes, commands, rotations, and delivery channels. Incoming tokens belong to routes, not channels, making it easier to understand which external source has permission to send events to a specific command. The developers of GNOME OS have announced a toolkit initiative to simplify testing experimental versions of software in distributions distributed as atomically updated monolithic system images. The GNOME OS developer tool suite will enable the compilation, distribution, and testing of extensions for distributions delivered as system images. This toolkit will enable developers and testers to modify parts of the system and test their changes without compromising the integrity of the system image, without using isolated containers or disabling security mechanisms. The toolkit includes the development of a graphical interface called Test Center for managing experimental changes to the system. An online repository will also be created for distributing experimental changes. Test Center allows you to install experimental versions of applications via a link from the developer. Applications installed through Test Center are specifically marked as experimental in the system and are tied to the testing period, after which they are automatically removed. The stable release of the Weston 16.0 composite server has been published. It advances technologies that facilitate full support for the Wayland protocol in Enlightenment, GNOME, KDE, and other user environments. Weston's development aims to provide a high-quality code base and working examples for using Wayland in desktop environments and embedded solutions, such as platforms for in-car infotainment systems, smartphones, TVs, and other consumer devices. The project's code is distributed under the MIT license. Release 0.7.0.0 of the S6-RC Service Manager has been published. It is designed to manage the launch of initialization scripts and services. It supports dependency tree tracking and automatic service startup or shutdown to achieve a specified state. The S6-RC toolkit can be used in both initialization systems and to organize the launch of arbitrary services based on events reflecting system state changes. The system supports initialization scripts compatible with sysvinit and can import dependency information from sysv-rc or openrc. The code is written in C and distributed under the ISC license. Instead of run levels, S6-RC uses the concept of bundles, allowing services to be grouped according to arbitrary criteria and tasks. To improve efficiency, a compiled dependency database is used, created by the S6-RC-compile utility based on the contents of directories containing service start/stop files. The S6-RC-db and S6-RC-up update utilities are provided for parsing and manipulating the database. The FreeBSD Current codebase, which forms the basis for the FreeBSD 16 branch, has been updated to remove the last remaining GPL license components, the Diff3 and Dialog utilities, from the base system. Diff3 has been replaced with a BSD license equivalent from the OpenBSD project, and BSD Dialog was developed specifically for FreeBSD to replace Dialog. The installer was migrated to BSD Dialog 4 years ago, and the last remaining program relying on the GNU Dialog was DPV, which was deprecated over 2 years ago and has now been removed along with GNU Dialog. The free BSD 16 release, scheduled for December 2027, will be completely free of GPL-licensed code. The primary motivation for FreeBSD's removal of GPL-licensed projects was the transition of GNU utilities to the GPL v3 license, which was deemed unacceptable for FreeBSD's core components. FreeBSD developers continued using outdated versions of GNU utilities developed prior to the license shift until the new code was ready. System 76 has released Cosmic 1.3.0, the desktop environment. Packages for Cosmic 1.3.0 are available in Pop! OS 24.04, are expected soon in Fedora, NixOS, Arch Linux, OpenSUSE, Aran OS, Redox, and CacheOS. The code is written in Rust and licensed under the GPL v3 for applications and MPL 2.0 for libraries. Cosmic is not tied to a specific distribution and is compliant with free desktop specifications. Cosmic's interface is built using the ICE library, which utilizes type-safe design, a modular architecture, and a reactive programming model. It also offers an architecture familiar to developers working with the Elm Declarative Interface Language. Several rendering engines are provided, supporting Vulkan, Metal, DX12, OpenGL 2.1+, and OpenGL ES 2.0+. Developers are offered a ready-made set of widgets, the ability to create asynchronous handlers, and an adaptive layout of interface elements based on window and screen size. NTFS-3G version 2026.7.7 has been released. It includes a free user space driver using the fuse mechanism and the NTFS Progs utility suite for manipulating NTFS partitions. The project's code is distributed under the GPL v2 license. The new version fixes 9 vulnerabilities that could lead to code execution with root privileges when processing specially formatted partitions or disk images with NTFS. The new stable branch of the Perl programming language version 5.44 has been released. In preparing the new release, approximately 270,000 lines of code were changed, 110,000 lines when excluding documentation and automatically generated code. Affecting 860 files and 71 developers contributed to its development. The 5.44 branch has been released in accordance with a fixed development schedule, which calls for the release of new stable branches once a year and minor releases every 3 months. The next minor release, Perl 5.44, is scheduled for release in about a month, fixing the most significant bugs. Along with the release of Perl 5.44, support for the 5.40 branch has ended. Updates for it may be released in the future only if critical security issues are discovered. Hunix 18.2 was released, aimed at providing guaranteed anonymity, security, and protection of private information. The distribution is based on Debian GNU/Linux and uses Tor to ensure anonymity. The project is distributed under the GPL v3 license. You can download prepared images of virtual machines in OVA format for VirtualBox and QKow2 for the KVM hypervisor. A feature of Hunix is the division of the distribution into two separately runnable components, Hunix Gateway with the implementation of the network gateway for anonymous communications, and Hunix Workstation with the desktop. Components are separate system environments supplied inside a single boot image and running in different virtual machines. Hunix Workstation default user environment is LXQT. The distro includes programs such as VLC and Tor Browser. Collabora has unveiled the HoloCore project, as part of which the Arch Linux distribution for ARCH64 was prepared with Valve. HoloCore is created to use SteamOS on the Steam Frame device that combines a personal computer, a 3D helmet, and two 3D controllers. The development of HoloCore was required, as the Arch Linux distribution which underlies SteamOS is only available for the x86-64 architecture, while the Steam Frame device is built on the Snapdragon 8 chip using the ARM64 architecture. For testing, the source code of packages adapted for the ARM64 architecture is available, as well as ready-made binary package builds and a container image in the Docker format. The key task of the project is to build the infrastructure of continuous integration for automated builds, which tracks the state of the continuously updated Arch Linux repositories and determines the required dependencies, in addition to creating patches necessary for the operation of some packages on ARCH64 systems. Several patches were required to solve several problems during the project. Hari Rana, one of the developers of GNOME Calendar, made a conflict public with the accompanying packages in the Linux Mint distribution. The conflict is due to the fact that Linux Mint delivers a package with a modified, outdated version of GNOME Calendar. Despite the presence of specific changes, the application comes under the name GNOME Calendar, which gives users the impression of using the original project. In the version of the GNOME Calendar from Linux Mint, some errors remain uncorrected, and users regularly turn to the main developers of GNOME Calendar, believing that they are responsible for emerging problems. On the About page, the contact details of the main project are stored in the application, and users send notifications about the problems directly to the developers of GNOME Calendar, despite the fact that the described problems have either already been corrected in the current versions of GNOME Calendar or are caused by the changes made by the accompanying package to Linux Mint. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardmoss@pm.me. I'll be back next week.